My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show here on Sports 920 The Game. You can tune into my show Monday through Friday, mornings from 8 to 9 a.m., and a new show evenings from 4 to 5 p.m. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas area. Stay Healthy is located at 840 South Rancho Drive on the northwest corner of Charleston and Rancho. The hours of the store, Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. Wayne Rudolph built his store with three principles in mind: great product selection, a knowledgeable staff, and memorable service every time you visit his store. Please tune in to the Staying Healthy radio show, the healthiest game in town, 10 times per week here on Sports 920 The Game. I look forward to chatting with all of you and helping all of us get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition, well, it's imperative. It's priceless today because having that information is what is going to make the difference between having a healthy life and having one that's not so healthy. I know we all get frustrated and we all get confused and we all start thinking that, maybe I need to go this way. Maybe I need to go that way. And then we read an article and then we hear something and then we look for an easier way around it. But sometimes we just need to, face the fact that we need to make some changes. We need to start updating our knowledge banks, and we need to start looking and making better choices, for the things we do every single day. It's not easy. I mean, there is work involved, and we need to make sure that we're asking questions of the right people to make sure that we're getting the right information, and then we can make those vital decisions. Every day I bring you the relevant topics for today's world, the things we should be talking about on a daily basis. I also bring you some of the best guests in the industry to bring their great knowledge to add to our, our supply of information so that those decisions can be made with better hands-down information that's out there today, so we're not guessing so much. During the week, we try to make sure that we touch on the things that most of us are concerned about, the things that we'll be talking about, the things that we just maybe recently found out about ourselves that we need to adjust, and, getting a bad health diagnosis or just really starting to feel the ups and downs of just everyday living, and we really just kind of need to be a little healthier and we don't know which way to go. I want to make sure that those are the things that we discuss here on the Staying Healthy radio show. During the week, you can tune in, but let's just say that your schedule is crazy and you can't tune into the show live. Well, we got it covered. Courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producers, all of the shows are recorded, they're podcast, and they're archived right on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can download the on-demand podcast when it's convenient for you on your schedule. Take the time to become part of the Stay Healthy family by visiting their store. You'll hear me talk about them every single day. Not only are they the oldest independent health food retailer in the Las Vegas Valley, but they're also in their fourth decade doing it right every single day. You get to experience the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, all in a full service environment. And they carry the best of the best products, great prices in every single department. So visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Bring your questions with you, and you'll leave with great peace of mind. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage, StayHealthyLasVegas.com. Read all the great industry articles that are updated frequently on their page. And as well, print yourself a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase in the store. And give them a thumbs up on Facebook. Facebook for them is a way of talking to you every single day and sending you little tidbits of information so you can stay definitely in touch with the store. Well, we're starting to warm up around the country. Well, not everywhere. Some people are still dealing with the remnants of winter. but for most of the country, we're warming up. Every single year, this is a reminder, as we get into the warmer weather, about the importance of using minerals in our daily routine. Although we need them all year long, many people realize the importance during the summer months, and that's usually the motivating factor that gets them using mineral products. Well, Dr. Darren Starkey is with us today. He's a board-certified naturopath physician and a member of the American Alternative Medical Association. For the past 27 years, he's been working for Trace Minerals Research. He is currently their director of training and lectures extensively throughout the United States. He is considered an expert in the field of trace mineral balance and deficiency, and as a naturopath has specialized his learning and education to focus on the role of trace minerals within the body. While he is an advocate for good nutrition, he believes that good nutrition starts in the soil, and that much of the world's soil today, well, it's been depleted of the necessary elements that ensure that proper nutrition is part of our daily routine, which means we're getting it from our food. His ability to relate his understanding of trace minerals to others helps enlighten those both within his field as well as the general public on the building blocks of a healthy diet. Dr. Starkey strives to expand the public's knowledge on trace minerals and throughout his career has done many radio programs that have focused on the area of expertise. He is continually searching for new ways to educate people about the benefits of mineral and trace mineral supplementation and the tasks they have in our overall nutrition. So today we're going to be talking about products from Trace Mineral Research, and you're going to see that there's a lot of great choices out there and a lot of great alternatives and a whole bunch of delivery systems to get the job done right. Help me welcome my guest, Dr. Darren Starkey. Hey, Dr. Starkey.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I am wonderful. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Isn't it amazing that the summer months seem to be the time of the year that kind of, you know, everybody kind of goes, oh, I think I need some electrolytes or some minerals. And, you know, the rest of the year we don't think about it because somehow we always associate the deficiency of minerals only with hot weather.
I'll continue to say it, and I'll repeat it over and over, Jeff. I sound like a broken record here, but I think we face more dehydration and health crisis during the wintertime than we ever do during the summertime for the mere fact that, again, when we get cold, we stop drinking, we bundle up, put more clothing on, turn up the heat in our homes, in our cars, in our office spaces, and then when those symptoms arrive that are similar to those of the flu-like symptoms, instead of reaching for our electrolytes and our hydration, we head to the doctor. And yet at the same time during the summer, of course, when it gets really hot, and of course you live in a very, very hot region, I don't know how you do it. I don't, especially when you're working in the corrals when it's 115 degrees. But I'm grateful that you know how to hydrate and rebalance those electrolytes in yourself.
You know what? I prefer the hot weather, you know, and I'm already, and I really do, and everybody looks at me like I'm crazy, but, you know, I am a water drinker already, so all I do is I just adjust what it is that I'm consuming, and you can adjust it so easily and so deliciously that, you know, it doesn't seem like you're doing anything other than continuing to do what you already do. But I am one of those people that I'm a huge water drinker. Like, it's 8 o'clock in the morning now, and I've had close to a half a gallon already.
Is that right?
Yeah. So, I mean, for me, it's, you know, we were raised at a time where, in a location where your choice for beverages was water or water.
And, so. And you know what? Your health is the epitome of that, because one thing that I love to point out is that water today, I don't think, Jeff, that our bodies were designed to live on bottled, filtered, distilled RO water. I think it's so foreign to us because I think our bodies were designed to live on, you know, groundwater, spring water, creek water, river water, lake water, and yet at the same time we're so fearful of our environments today. The last thing we want to do when we get to the lake is dip a cup in and go, there's my minerals for the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yet, you know, we have to, and of course I understand why we're doing what we're doing today, but we have to put those minerals back into that water, because without those minerals in that water is completely useless to us.
Well, and I think a lot of us are learning that the importance for having minerals in our diet has changed dramatically. And I think a lot of us are starting to look at it just a little bit differently. And, you know, that's okay. I think we're learning that, you know, getting back to the things that we knew when we were kids and that we were told when we were kids has really, really become part of the world today. And, you know, we're thinking, yeah, I was told that as a kid. I guess I need to start.
It might be that mom and dad were right, or more importantly, grandma and grandpa were right. You know, when you felt bad when they didn't give you anything but water, I think looking back, they did you a service, right?
Not only a service, but, you know, they taught us right. And if we listened, I think we all learned a lot.
Right. I think that, again, with all the options today, especially, you know, in the sports arena, with all the beverages that are available, I think that, again, going back to the basics with good, clean water of your choice and then remineralizing it specifically so that you know what you're doing to it is by far the best equation to our health right now. That's just my opinion, of course.
Well, let me ask you a question. As you travel around the country, do you see that there are certain parts of the country where most people are just, they just assume that they need the water in the diet? Then you have the group of people, no matter where you are in the country, that will do anything but consider water. I mean, sometimes even out here, I mean, I'll do a consultation and I'll talk about diet. And they're like, okay, changes, okay. Going to the gym, okay. Getting a good night's rest, okay. Water, no.
And I'm like, oh. You know what? I don't think it's just in this nation, Jeff. I think it's around the world. Well, what I find concerning around the world is that they want to be like us. Hmm. And when I say us, in the fact that they're, you know, if they can afford it, they want to eat at these different popular eateries that are here in this country and drink that big diet, whatever that is. And again, water is not on the menu. Yet I think that what I've discovered is amongst those groups that are challenged with their health, Jeff, they are the ones that come to understand the absolute importance of you know, good balanced water in their diet.
Where do you think
we're such a reactive society? I think it literally takes, you know, a friend or a family member, a loved one that kind of wakes us up a little bit because of what it is that they're facing to make us aware that, I think that there, again, please, I know that, especially our listeners, there's balance to everything in life. Mm-hmm. I think that, again, too much water can be a poison, right?
Sure.
But at the same time, it's looking at that balance, because I think that there's absolutely a need, I think, from a foundational standpoint today, Jeff, that the first supplement that we should be reaching for every morning is a cup of clean, balanced mineral water.
Where do you think the best place for people to start with the minerals and with the products from Trace Minerals Research? I mean, I have so many ways to go. My head spins sometimes. I'm just not sure where to start, because, I mean, I carry the liquid with me. I use the liquid. It's in my water right now. I add pocket packs. I carry them with me because I think they're really cool, and I can add them to water any place I go. You can always get a bottle of water or, you know, I don't know where to start people anymore.
I you know what? I love that question, Jeff. And one, I want the listener to know that I don't pay you to say those types of things. You know, at Trace Minerals Research, I love the passion that you have because of your experience, and you have a lot of it to put emphasis into this. But, you know, I sound like a broken record here, but I love to reach for our flagship product at Trace Minerals Research first and foremost. I think it's like building a house, Jeff. We have to emphasize that foundation, and that foundation starts with good, clean water and that trace mineral foundation, because I think we both understand that if we lived in a perfect world with a nutritious, rich, balanced soil, we wouldn't have our friendship, I don't think, because we wouldn't be having these conversations on a monthly basis. because it wouldn't be necessary. We'd be eating it in our raw fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, grains, legumes, with a, you know, in our protein and in our water. I think that the first product that is a must to reach for is that, just that basic concentrate trace mineral drops, and you can find that at Stay Healthy.
Do you think we need them at all stages of our life? And the reason I ask this is because a lot of people say, well, I don't have to worry about these with my kids or my teenagers. You know, isn't this more adults we need to start thinking about our minerals?
I think it begins literally in the developmental process. If that mother is deficient in these minerals to begin with, Jeff, think about that. By the third trimester, the baby takes everything from mom to grow and leaves mom, you know, literally fighting for her health. And so I truly believe that, you know, from all aspects of our health, these minerals have always been a part of us, will always be a part of us, and without it, what do we expect from our health? So for that, I, and that's a great question, because I hear that a lot. I hear people say, well, I eat a healthy diet. Well, where's your healthy diet? And we've had this conversation before. Where's the healthy soil? And oftentimes we're just not asking the right questions about our overall health, I believe. It has to come back to the basics.
You know, I think for the longest time, you know, we figured that, and we were, maybe we were alluded to this fact, and maybe we were just convinced, you know, or maybe almost brainwashed to the fact that people that are athletes, people that are exposed to the extreme heat, are really the only people that need minerals or electrolytes, because, you know, they market these sports drinks and all these different kind of things toward these activity levels, but I can't tell you how many seniors today are by themselves in a house and maybe not turning on their air conditioner in the summer to save money and just have the windows open. And, you know, they're not taking the time to, you know, really cool down the body and not drink enough water. Maybe they forget. Maybe they're, you know, just get busy with other things and they're not paying attention. And dehydration is a major killer. And that goes along with not only water, but electrolytes as well. And they're not an athlete, but boy, they sure need it.
I you know, and again, you bring up a perfect point. I love the fact that, you know, we have one of the largest aging populations probably in mankind's history at this point, right? Those baby boomers are now that age that, again, they look to themselves as a non, you know, athletic group. But I love to, the way I'd answer your question, Jeff, to the listener is, remember, we lose 2.5 to 3 cups of body fluid a day just by breathing. Just by breathing. You don't have to be active. You just have to be breathing. So through respiration, perspiration, urination, defecation, and, of course, in those younger aged women, that menstruation. There's a constant steady pull on these minerals every single day. So you don't have to be an athlete to become deficient. You just have to breathe. And so, again, if we're not putting that balance back in, Jeff, on a consistent daily basis, and it's not coming from our food and it's not coming from our supplementation, remember, your body has to rob the cells, the tissues, the organs, and eventually the bone to maintain the homeostasis of the blood to keep us alive.
You know, I think that your company has found a way to make our mineral taking so much easier. And, you know, what's really funny is every time I see you guys at a show or, you know, and I see new things that you're coming out, you are utilizing, obviously, one of the main delivery systems, which is the sense of taste. Because you understand that today people, they associate everything that we take orally because it has to taste good. If it doesn't taste good on the palate, and of course our palates are in charge.
Right.
You know, they're making all the decisions. And if you can't get by that palate, it ain't going in. And so not only be able to put out product that's quality, that's going to make a difference, we have to also make it easy, convenient, and good tasting at the same time. So you're fighting an uphill battle and you're really successful at it.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that if I've addressed, and please forgive me for this, if I've addressed one thing a billion times in 27 years, Jeff, and I know that that's probably exaggerating just a little bit, but it does feel like that, is the taste of these minerals. Remember, there's no additives, no preservatives, no sweeteners in the main, you know, in the concentrated trace mineral drop. So the number one complaint that I address is the taste. But you know that concept, an apple a day that kept the doctor away? Jeff, I know you're an apple eater. Mm-hmm. And to our listeners, for those that are apple eaters, we don't take a bite of that apple and go, oh, that is so disgusting, but I know it's healthy for me, so I'm going to keep eating the apple, right? Mm-hmm. We do things because we love the taste of things, and I agree with you. I think that we're making health-promoting decisions with our taste buds, and our taste buds are leading us astray. If we don't get back to that, you know, of course, the one thing that we have to encourage them is to dilute it properly, be consistent, because I think that what happens, Jeff, and you hit it right on the button, you have more experience in this field than I do, is that when they taste it, you know, instead of being consistent, they become spotty at best. But I would pose the question, do you stop breathing in a day? Do you stop, you know, perspiring in a day during the summer in Vegas? The answer to that, of course, is no. So we have to maintain consistency, and at the same time, we have made it, you know, Trace Minerals, of course, has approached it from several aspects to help that consumer with those sensitive taste buds, from a tablet standpoint to a powdered standpoint. And, of course, I have to say, Jeff, seeing you at the trade show there in Anaheim, When did we think, you and I, as long as we've been doing this, could say that trace minerals taste good in a gummy?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
And so there are some delivery systems that we're trying to create so that the consumer will become consistent with their, you know, foundational health and put them back in on a consistent basis. So we're trying to make it so that everybody has, or that we can meet each consumer's needs and still help them with their health. And I think that they, and I agree, I think they do a marvelous job.
You know, I think that we have learned how to approach our health through supplementation by being very, very well aware of vitamins and knowing about herbals and, you know, knowing about homeopathic and Ayurvedic and, you know, knowing about a multiple vitamin every single day. And, you know, for the longest time, I think that minerals keep getting shoved on the back burner for whatever reason. And I don't know why, you know, and I mentioned this before, if I was going to be stuck, and people have asked me, if you're going to be stuck on an island, what would you take with you? And I said, I probably would take my mineral supplements. And they're like, really? If I could only take one thing? And they said, why? And I said, well, chances are, you know, I can't really gauge on the soil. So the chances are, I don't know if I could ever get minerals from where I was stuck on this island. But I know I could find vegetation and things that would allow me to get vitamins. But I just, the minerals I couldn't rely on, and I know their importance, because if my bones get brittle and my skeletal system falls apart and all the enzymatic actions in my body can't function without minerals, I'm going to be a mess on this island. So I know I can get vegetation, and I know I can probably get fruit and things somewhere on the island. Minerals I can't depend on.
Right. No, I absolutely agree with you. I think that we assume as a society that we're, as long as we're eating, and again, I don't know where they come up with these numbers, Jeff, but I'm going to throw it out there. And tell me if I'm wrong here. Maybe you've read the same information, but when we read through these different study groups that 220 million Americans a day do not eat a raw fruit or vegetable within a day, we've got a crisis on our hands, right? Mm-hmm. And yet, if we're not putting those minerals back in, what do you expect from your health? Because without those trace minerals, nothing in the body functions.
Well, you know, good point. Very, very good point. This just came in. I'm just trying to read it right now. It says, you know, I understand what you're saying about the average person needing minerals. Well, I'm an average person, and I know I need minerals, and I do supplement. I use the concentrated trace mineral drops. Like you, Jeff, I carry the power packs with me all the time. But I also use more within the line because I'm also an athlete, and I'm getting ready to go to college, and I'm going to be playing and hopefully professional after college. So I'm using a lot more than the average person. But I've never really asked if it's okay if I use more. I know my body needs more, and I push my body to the limit that a lot of people don't do, but I've never had anything but positive effects with this line of products. Is it okay to use more throughout the day than the average person, like my brother, who is just that average guy that doesn't exercise? I exercise enough for four brothers. So I'm wondering, is it okay that I'm using more?
That is a great question. Thank you for posing that, because I think that, again, we can go from the common everyday individual who, you know, isn't, you know, who don't consider themselves an athlete in any way, shape, or form, as compared to that, in, you know, and he sounds like a, or he or she sounds like a very intense athlete because, you know, going to college, looking to push that talent to the next level. It's amazing to me, Jeff, how much these, and I'll refer to them as a professional athlete because that's what they become, because that's their whole emphasis. It's amazing to me how much more their bodies needs because of their output, you know, whether it be running in the gym, you know, practicing multiple practices through the day. It truly is amazing how much their body's needs are. But I would say to that sports or that athlete that, you know, ultimately their body is their greatest barometer. And I would say to listen to your bowel function. If you notice your bowels loosen, I would reduce those trace minerals to maintain that consistency that you're comfortable with that bowel, because ultimately that gut function is our barometer.
Mm-hmm.
So to a common individual that can only take, you know, say 20 drops of the trace minerals, concentrate trace mineral drops, as compared to and maybe one pack of the power pack and maybe, you know, a multivitamin, to that athlete that pushes themselves beyond, again, I hear some experiences with some of these products, Jeff, that I can't wrap my head around because I personally didn't know it was possible. But when they stop twitching, or, you know, they quit having spasms or full-blown cramps, or, you know, they're capable of, especially these triathletes. I mean, these they're machines. That the way that they, you know, treat their bodies and the way that they perform at that level, it truly is amazing how much their bodies can tolerate.
I'm going to have everybody, you know, get yourself a pen and paper so you can write down some of these things that we're going to be talking about. I'm going to take just a very quick break. We'll be right back with Dr. Darren Starkey from Trace Minerals Research. You want to check out their webpage? Please do, and you can see all the wonderful products. Even better, you can go to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, pick up the product, read the labels, ask questions, and have that one-on-one conversation to make sure you're getting the right product for the right situation. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with my guest, Dr. Darren Starkey. Don't go away.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Burke, the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. I've been recommending Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract to people for many years now, actually decades. With over 700 peer-reviewed published scientific papers on everything from immune function to cholesterol, homocysteine, high blood pressure, and overall cardioprotective effects. Organic and odorless Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the only truly odorless garlic supplement guaranteed not to upset your stomach or give you that embarrassing garlic odor. Available in capsules, tablet, and liquid. With many different formulas, choose the one that's right for you and for your individual healthcare needs. So do what I do. Eat right, exercise, get plenty of rest, and take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Your heart will love it. Available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store here in Las Vegas, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. You can also get more information at www.kyolic.com. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Life Seasons is committed to providing high-quality, condition-specific supplements that support a healthy and vibrant life. Life Seasons is guided by a simple yet powerful belief. Best ingredients, best formulas, best results. Life Seasons clearly states the levels of each ingredient, and all products are magnesium stearate-free, gluten-free, and made with the purest ingredients available. Life Seasons does extensive research to develop their condition-specific formulas and are guided by four core philosophies in the development of its formulas. First, we take a naturopathic approach, meaning we try to get to the base cause of the illness and trying to bring the body's own innate healing force into play to heal the patient inside out, or metaphorically, from the ground up. Second, we incorporate an eclectic approach. It means that the doctor or practitioner is going to choose from a wide range of treatment options and opt for the one or ones that seem best, as long as the treatments are natural, holistic, and non-invasive. Third, we use doctrine of signatures, which is one of the oldest aspects of a foundational tenet of scientific investigation, observation. Ancient herbalists noticed by general and close observation of physical characteristics of plants, things like color, shape of leaves or roots, growing conditions, environmental preferences, and animal usage, that plants gave clues as to what uses as food and medicine they might be effectively used for. Lastly, we formulate tonics. Did you know that the oldest systems of medicine in the world, TCM and Ayurvedic medicine, teach about and use a class of medicines known as tonics as their highest, best treatments? Tonics allow the body to work its way into balance, and balance cures faster and more deeply than any external force. See the complete line of Life Seasons products at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
All right, I'm back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. Did you know that they are your oldest independent health food retailer in the Las Vegas Valley as well? Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Find the great prices, the awesome staff, the best knowledge, and leave with great peace of mind, because this truly is one of the most important and most confusing parts of our life that we are dealing with. We all want to feel better. We all want to experience better health. The problem is the information that's coming to us sometimes basically is telling us all those things we want to hear. But, you know, when you take the bubble wrap off and, you know, the fancy coating, and you get down to the nitty-gritty underneath, which is the way I'd rather have it, you know, just give us the information. We'll deal with it and we'll find our route, but you don't have to do it alone. With the folks that Stay Healthy, they're going to make sure you're on track, heading in the right direction with the right roadmap to be able to find out, you know, that end goal that you're trying to achieve. And they'll be with you at the very beginning. They'll be with you during the bumps and the speed bumps on your journey. And they'll be there to help you maintain it once you've achieved those amazing goals. It just makes great sense to let the folks at Stay Healthy Health Food Store help you, help yourself make the best choices. Make sure to visit their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, and of course, don't forget about liking their Facebook page as well. Dr. Darren Starkey is with us today. We're talking about the products from Trace Minerals Research. Dr. Starkey, a lot of people ask me all the time, is it okay to add some of the drops of the concentrated trace mineral drops to their beverages all day? See, that's, I like to add it to everything I drink. You know, and like when I'm on the air, I've got the drops in here. I'm also drinking, I had a power pack already earlier. And I just try to, you know, add it to what I have. If I get a juice, I can add it to juice. I've added it to my smoothies. I just figure that every liquid you put in your body probably at one time or another had those minerals in it. And they may not have them today. So I'm just trying to put back what was in there in the first place.
Right. No, I do the exact same thing you do, Jeff. And I've been doing it now for 29 years. I mean, everything I drink, every, you know, whether it be preferably water, right? But we can put it into juices, fresh squeezed juices. We can put it into proteins, into soups, teas. I like to put it in after the heating process. Once it's ready to consume, you can put it right into those hot soups or teas, beverages, foods of all types. I mean, literally, to me personally, it seems like our harshest critics in this industry, Jeff, are typically our personal family members and loved ones. They're our harshest critics.
True.
And so if we mask it properly, we can put it into their beverages as well, and they should never know it's there, because that's, to me, that's where nature designed it. Because when we should be eating those leafy greens and, like I said, nuts and seeds and grains and fruits and vegetables, that's where we would typically get them in the first place, or in our water. So this is something that we need to be replenishing throughout the entire day at every, you know, me personally, I think it should be at every meal and in every cup of water or beverage that we're putting in.
I have a friend, and she owns a landscaping company out here. And a couple of years ago, she heard us talking. And, you know, she prepares all the trucks in the morning. She has them fill everything up with water and ice, and they put those big, gigantic containers on the side of her trucks, you know, because she wants everybody to make sure they're drinking fluids during the day. So she found herself a natural lemonade mix, and she puts it in there, and she adds the electrolyte drops to every batch.
Yep.
And it's just something she does. She just supplies it. She never told anybody. She just went ahead and started doing it. And all of a sudden, you know, her workers were coming back to her saying, you know, she goes, how you guys doing out there? And they're just like, we're fine. You know, can't believe it. Just feel really good. And she told them what she was doing. And they're just like, keep doing it, you know, because we're not tired. We don't have to go lay under a tree. And, you know, we're working circles around all the other companies that are out there. And, you know, she just loves doing it. And it really does make a difference. And these guys are off the sodas. They're not doing that stuff. They're drinking this and they feel better and they're not exhausted.
Right.
It's amazing when you feel the difference.
I work with I had a good friend who, of course, I became good friends with because of the use of the electrolytes, Jeff. He has a business in Florida, which I think could be compared to Vegas in heat, except for the humidity, right? But they blow insulation into these homes in the middle of the summer, which I can't think of that to me sounds like a living hell. But what they discovered, just like with your friend, is, you know, once they put the electrolytes back into their fluids and back into their lunches, they were supplying the power packs at lunchtime and the Endure liquid in their water all day long. And what they discovered was is that instead of running these individuals at times to the emergency room because of dehydration issues, it saved them a lot of money in the end. And the sad part is that, you know, when you start putting those dollars together for pennies on the dollar compared to going to an emergency room because of those health conditions, you realize how simple and how cost effective this can be when you start comparing notes as to what we're doing as a society.
You know, I think when you're traveling, it's a really good idea to take your pocket packs with you because I think they're really important, because especially if you're going to be out sightseeing and you're going to be away from the hotel and you get yourself caught up on places out there, especially when we're doing a lot of walking. You know, I have a lot of friends that, you know, go to parts of the world where they actually want to do a lot of sightseeing. And I tell them, I said, you know, take your little bottles. You can refill it from your big bottle, you know, with you, you know. And what I try to do is I tell people to get a big bottle of the liquid, you know, put it in a triple Ziploc bag, put it in your suitcase, take the little bottle with you on the plane, and then add it to your beverage on the plane. It reduces the risk of cramping when you're on the plane. It just keeps you more calm.
Sure.
And it's good for the muscles when you're in one of those little kind of body contorting chairs they put in airplanes, you know, and you're crammed in, unless you're luxuriously stretched out in first class.
Right.
And most of us are riding coach, you know, so you're kind of crammed in those little chairs. And then when you get where you're going, fill those bottle up, carry it with you during the day, have the power packs. Every once in a while, stop for a bottled water, throw something in the bottle, drink it. You will be better. You will enjoy your trip. Your muscles will appreciate you. And, you know, maybe you're going hiking, if you're going camping, if you're going to the lake, you're going to be out in the elements, you know, have this with you. And once you get into the routine, you will always carry them with you, because it just, you see the difference. When we feel something, see it change, feel different than we did before, we're motivated.
Sure. Sure. I just got back from China. And
how was
just to tell a personal story. So I had my half ounce bottle of concentrates on me, Jeff, and of course, I love how they sell this to us. You know, we have 15 hours and 58 minutes before our arrival. That's, before we lift off. And I love how they, I guess that's like saying, instead of saying $20, that's $19.98, right? It's the mental game. But, you know, I think that the emotional, mental, and physical of, world travelers, by the time I touched the ground in China, Jeff, I had taken a half-ounce bottle of concentrate.
Not surprised.
And to me, again, when I start feeling the tightness or strain or fatigue or I start bumping those up, and I'm truly shocked as to how much my body needs. And, of course, that's me personally. That's me just understanding what it is my body's trying to tell me. And if I were to do that at home, Jeff, in that same time period, I wouldn't dare sneeze.
Oh yeah.
Because of the fact that again it's going to loosen your bowels, and so I think that for those that are traveling for those long periods, getting up, moving is a huge I think that it's amazing to me, Jeff, to watch these individuals that sit in one spot the entire time and never budge.
Well, that's just a really good example of how, you wouldn't have taken that dosage at home because you would have been at one with the bathroom.
Correct.
But over there, it was completely different. So that shows how your body needs it differently in different places at different times, that we need to listen.
Correct.
I love it.
And if a listener says, well, how do you know? Well, the first thing I noticed is, of course, I'm away from my environment, and please forgive me when I say this, but, being stuck in that plane for that long, that's like a petri dish. That air is not recycled. So I think that there's a lot of different parameters that you would not face at home that you face on a plane in a, 16, or in some cases, like when we go, to me, that's listening to the gut function. When you have that first meal of the day, and if you don't notice your body respond like it normally does, that's a great barometer to start bumping those up. But I am truly shocked as to how much our bodies need during those times. And like I said, I think there's so many variables there as far as, traveling away from your family, being on, that time frame of not lack of movement, stress emotionally and physically on the body. I just think there's so many different parameters or variables that can cause that increase. And I would say to the consumer listening right now is that you don't have to travel around the world in order to increase those. I think that oftentimes emotional stress, different changes in our environment, dealing with traffic in the middle of the, during the rush hour. I think there's a lot of variables that can affect our bodies as to the need of increasing and decreasing with these minerals.
You need to talk about the new Max Hydrate Energy. These are pretty cool. And I like the magnesium effervescent tablets, too. I love that you've added to the line. I'm having a hard time remembering everything in the line anymore, so you might have to slow down. I had the whole line memorized for a long time, but, now you're making it hard on me. But I saw these at the show, and then I saw that Marge brought them in, and these are cool.
They are cool. So here again is another delivery system, Jeff, that is becoming more and more popular. It's an effervescent, and it's in a tablet format, just a round tablet that you can, put it in your water, put it in your drinking, like a water bottle or a cup. We've come out with three different Max Hydrates. One's just an electrolyte formula, one's an immune formula, and one is an energy formula. The energy, of course, we've added caffeine to it. For those that are lacking a little, needing a little bit of energy, the immunity, of course, has increased the vitamin C in it, and of course, with the electrolytes, its main emphasis is just the electrolytes. So, for those that are looking for a new delivery system for that loved one, and what I love about them, Jeff, is they're in a tube. There's 10 of them in a tube. Mm-hmm. 10 of these tablets, and they're so easy. You can throw them into a briefcase, a gym bag, into a diaper bag, or a suitcase. You can take them everywhere you go, no matter what you're drinking. You can plop, of course, preferably water, but you can put them into juice as well. But you can turn anything into electrolyte formula with whatever need that you're looking for to address.
Now, if you're using these, I mean, would you just throw them in a water bottle?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. You know, I think, again, when you ask the common consumer, do they like drinking water, the first, you know, typically it's no, I don't like the taste of water. So this is a fun way of putting, you know, a little bit of flavor back in with that added emphasis of those electrolytes. And what a better place to add more, you know, fun to water and electrolytes than Vegas. I should say Nevada, because it spans the whole state, right?
Yeah, it does. Let me jump on that before I say anything. If you are using this, because I want to make sure people get a better understanding. If you are using, let's say, the pocket packs like I do a lot, yep. If I'm using those, can I throw a Max Hydrate in there also?
You know, that's a great, again, you're doubling up on those electrolytes. So, for that endurance type, hot heat intensity, you can, but again, these are two separate products. With the power packs that you refer to, Jeff, you know, there's 12 flavors of those. We've tried to create a, you know, whether it be berries, whether it be citrus, whether it be, you know, oh, goodness. You know, I think we're getting to the end of what, and I would challenge the listener, if there's a flavor out there that we don't have that you would like to see us try, please send those requests in to Jeff. Jeff, share those with us, and we'll see if we can put another flavor out there that might be missing. But, again, from a convenience standpoint, I think both these products are amazingly convenient, but have different delivery aspects.
It's funny, I was talking with a lady the other day. She said she uses your products all the time, and she's tried every flavor, and she hands them out to people all over the place. And she's much older. She's probably about 85 and looks like she's 40. And she's amazing. And she's been a vegetarian for 60 years and, you know, walks the malls every single morning, couple miles. I mean, she hoofs those malls. And she says, if they could only make this in a sea salt caramel flavor, she goes, I would be in heaven. And I just died. I just thought it was hysterical because she lives on these things. And she'll walk up to somebody. She'll say, honey, you're looking a little tired. Put this in your water.
A sweet and salty packet. That's interesting. We have. I think that might be the first of its kind. So again, that's a great way to think. And who's to say what might be in the future? So I'll present that.
Good. I'll let her know. She's she really is a hoot, and she's one of your biggest advocates. And I think the reason is she started having a point when she was having tight muscles and her calves were cramping, even though she was keeping active, and she was getting a little bit of some arrhythmia and sure. and anxiety kind of issues. And just for the heck of it, she heard us and went in and got some concentrated trace mineral drops, puts it in all her beverages, uses the pocket packs. And within like 2 days, she said, I was myself again. So she's never slowed down. She won't miss a day. And like I said, it's quite interesting how she just walks up to people and, you know, she's very, very verbal. And I've seen her walk up to people, hand them a bottle of water, open it up, pour in the pocket pack, shake it up, and hand it to them.
I think she learned that from you, though. I'm going to have to give you that credit because I've heard you on multiple occasions that have done that around the country. So I would say that she's probably got a pretty good example in front of her.
Well, she definitely has done that, and I just love it. I love that when you come out with new things, it's just, you know, then it just gets to the point where you're like, okay, now what can I mix with what?
Right. Well, again, if you look at the way that the trace minerals works, Jeff, we try to make these delivery, you know, for instance, like with the magnesium, we have the new mag pack for, you know, so it comes in a packet format, it comes in a effervescent tablet, it comes in a power, you know, a powder, and it also comes in a tablet. So in most cases, when we get these, you know, especially our electrolyte, we're very well known for our electrolyte category. So again, with these new, you know, Max Hydrate, you know, delivery systems, it's just one more delivery system that we give an option to that consumer. So again, it comes in a liquid, a tablet, an effervescent, and a and a powder. So we just want to make sure that all listeners, you know, whatever your forte is, especially during the heat of the summer, I think Trace Minerals Research has a product for them, and you can find it at Stay Healthy. I mean, what, especially for those that suffer from those night cramps, you don't you don't have to be an athlete to take these products. You don't. And so if you're finding yourself in any type of a spasm or a twitch or a full-blown cramp, and I think, Jeff, you've probably been there where, you know, you didn't, even though you spend that time in the corral and you've been pouring it in all day long, isn't it amazing that when you feel that tightness, after all that you do, you go, wow, can you imagine if you didn't know the information that you did or how to, you know, hydrate and put those electrolytes back in, what the aftermath would be?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and I'm out there just enjoying it, and everybody's looking at me like, you're so weird. And I'm loving the heat, you know, and I just tell them, I say, bring it on, you know, and, you know, they're just thinking I'm crazy because they can't wait to get in the air conditioning. But I really do love it. And, oh, my goodness, we're almost out of time. Dr. Starkey, I just want to say thank you for being here. Once we get chatting, I lose track of time. Thank you once again for being here, my friend.
Thank you for having me. And, Jeff, thank you for your passion.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
All right.
My guest today, Dr. Darren Starkey, representing Trace Minerals Research. You got to check out the new products. Check them out at Stay Healthy and check out the older products as well. Check out those new Max Hydrate Endurance tablets, the magnesium effervescent tablets and the little packs and, of course, the power packs and all of the concentrated trace mineral drops. The great products getting you ready for the summer. This is the time of the year that most people start using the products and then they realize the difference and then they want to stay on it all year long. That was how I started. I started using it in the summer one time and didn't really get the connection between the all-year thing, and I just never stopped. And I'm so glad that I started using them at a time when you feel and experience the signs of dehydration, so you really do feel it. And like Darren said at the very beginning of the show, we probably need them more during the winter months than we do in the summer, but we just don't feel the same signs of dehydration. So check out all the products from Stay Healthy Health Food Store from Trace Minerals Research. You'll find Stay Healthy Health Food Store at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, and of course, like them on Facebook as well. Make sure to click over to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, and when you're there, download, print yourself a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. And those industry articles are well worth a read. Remember, it's about education, it's about information, and it's about having pertinent and relevant information, and that's what you'll find on their homepage. So read those articles. Go there a couple times a week and you know, just engage your own brain, you know, and learn a little bit more, because chances are you're going to need that information, if not now, sometime soon, or for someone you know. Give them a thumbs up on Facebook as well. Their Facebook page is very intriguing. It's very educational, and I think you'll be really glad that you are following and getting a tidbit of information from them every single day. The other thing is, when you are listening to the show during the week, you know, tell your friends to tune in. Maybe their schedules won't allow them to tune in. Maybe you have times during the week when you can't tune in live. Well, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producers, all of my shows are recorded. They're podcast and archived, and you can listen to them anytime. Get the on-demand download experience at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. When you're there, you can click on my archive icon, download the shows that you want to listen to. Listen to them through your computer, through your car, through your phone. You can put the web page icon on your phone, and then you could just click on it and click on archives and listen to them any single time that's convenient for you. Want to make sure that we're all getting the education we need. Want to make sure we have the up-to-date information, and that's what I do every single day here on the Staying Healthy Radio Show. I give you the relevant topics. I bring you the best guests in the industry, and I make sure that we are getting what we need to make those decisive decisions about our great health. And we don't have to do it alone anymore. Head over to Stay Healthy. You've got the great staff there to work with you, and they carry the best quality products with the best prices, so you have them on their side. And then you get to tune in here for the information. Remember, do me a favor. Go to my webpage, you know, listen to the shows, leave me questions. And also, when you're on Facebook, type in Dr. Jeffrey Burke. When you're there, you can take the time to click the like button, start leaving me your questions. I answer your questions right on the Facebook page. And I'm so glad that many of you are taking the time to visit the page. Have a great day, everyone. Do something healthy and do it absolutely just for you. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Make sure to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning and 4 to 5 in the evening here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I keep my radio show topics up to date and relevant for today's world. And of course, I interview the best guests in the health and nutrition industry. I look forward to chatting with all of you again and helping all of us get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy.